Hello, this is Daniel Erickson.
I'm Olivia Spicer.
I'm Daniel Strong.
And this is Easton Schindler. We're broadcasting from the Cantos channel, and today we'll be discussing administrative change at Jackson High School, the potential perils or perhaps even benefits of this change.
So all four of us, we are all juniors currently going into our senior year in just the end of this week, and Miss Polly is leaving us. So how do you all feel about this change?
Rest in peace. Now that she's retiring, not like dying or anything.
Well, yeah.
But I think it'll be interesting to see how things change, because the principal really kind of sets the tone for the building. It's not something I thought about before she started retiring. But announced her retirement. It's not like a process or anything. But it really has a big impact on the building and kind of like the tone of the administration and kind of like the authority of different figures of who the principal is. And Mrs. Pauly really maintained kind of this like sophisticated sort of very
professional.
Yeah, professional. Very professional sort of demeanor. So having someone new in there will be interesting to see how things change.
Her influence is felt throughout the building in many respects, like such as some students will be placed in AP classes, like maybe against their own desires, because Miss Polly feels it's in their best interests, or she urges them to take an AP examination, or et cetera, really. And as like in Mr. Hunt's AP chemistry hour yesterday, he mentioned how her largesse, her pocketbook, like financed like several events like annually.
I think like with Miss Polly leaving too, we're gonna get, we don't know who's coming into this building, but what if it's someone completely new and they're not used to being like, maybe they have administrative experience but not at that such higher level. I think next year will be just really like messy, because we just got like new NHS leadership, and in the first year it was a little chaotic getting used to it. And now it's gonna, I feel like it's gonna be like that just on a higher level. And I'm just a little nervous to see how all of like our senior activities and just the processes we have to go through, what they'll be like.
Well, inherent in any change, there's gonna be a lot of upheaval. But sometimes that's what you want. I mean, it, especially in the age of technology where everything's moving faster than we can almost keep up, there's going to be a ton of issues, but we have to try and keep up. And I think, because Miss Polly's been in this building for many years, like longer than I've been alive, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So I think in some ways it's good that, you know, we're going to have somebody new coming in. I mean, not to say that she's a bad principal or anything, but that change is good. We need to be constantly adapting to our environment if we're going to stay relevant.
Very true.
What are your guys' hopes for the new principal?
I'd like to interject one final remark. It is a bit troubling, though, with like a shift in like managing the school itself, because I feel like we're already in a position of like relative instability, at least in comparison to the like districts that encircle Jackson High School, where like parent involvement may be higher. And these are all like, these are all generalizations I've drawn, like not really factually based, but I think, do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
We're a little bit behind the competition in terms of administration. So
the perception of our district,
right?
Our,
well, and even with like Mr. Bobita leaving, and like we've had a bunch of interim principals, and we never really know who's in the building. Like you'll see new faces every day. Like, oh, we have a new principal now. Oh, we have a different interim principal today. Like, oh, our teacher's gone. He's the principal today. It's, yeah, we're very much not in a good position at the moment. So I'm hoping that this change will kind of solidify some of our positions.
Yeah, there was the kind of odd situation with Mr. Bobita leaving and then having to sort of fill the vacancy with, you know, Mr. Barkles being gone 3 days out of the week, 2 other days going to this other person, and then eventually, oh, we're bringing in a retired principal to do this thing. Like, that was difficult, and it was very unorthodox in, like, the administration. But aside from that, I don't remember anything else really being kind of, like, chaotic at all with principals. Like seeing new faces all the time and like this person principal, that person principal. That was like for that period in like the winter, I think, second try around there. Because it was Christmas break before, right before the Christmas break, we figured out Mr. Barkles was going to be principal for a time. Mm-hmm. But aside from that little period, I don't remember that ever really happening before. So I'm not sure how widespread of an issue it actually is, but
yeah,
just my perspective there.
I think in terms of personal ideology, Miss Polly has got, you know, a very conservative mindset, which is not bad, but she's also, in my opinion, she's proven herself to not foster change. There's been many occasions where I've disagreed with how her administration has handled certain issues, especially with like graduation, with the whole changing the robe color to avoid an issue. They're not allowing different personal expresses of freedom and individuality at graduation. There's been a lot of times where there's been some issue and they want to be very politically correct. They're like, all right, we're not going to decide anything on this issue, we're just gonna avoid it altogether, which sure, that's politically correct, sure, that personally protects you a little bit, but I mean, this is a school, this is all about, you know, we're gonna try and become the future. We can't just be putting it off. We have to actually, you know, embrace decision making. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that, you know, the next administration will take a stance a little bit one way or the other, instead of just avoiding responsibility in many ways.
Yeah, defaulting in a predicament of that nature, it's just going to compound troubles associated with it, and the resolution will have to come at some point or another.
Right.
Yeah. In kind of that vein, I guess my biggest hope for the new principal is that they embrace their job. Because, like, if anything you want to say about Polly is that she really hypes up Jackson High, and she's really invested in the students, and she's really invested in just what her job is and what her responsibilities are. And so I hope the next person to come in and has this attitude that, you know, they need to be really tough on students, or they need to be like really, really relaxed, the opposite. I just want like a good balance and someone who's there to get the job done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's competent would be really nice.
Absolutely, yeah.
So. All right. I think we're about all out of time today. So whoever this next person is, the bar is set very high. We will all miss Miss Polly. But we're excited for the change that the future holds. So thanks for listening.
Rest in peace.